Hello, this is Robert Rickover at alexanderaudio.com, and today my guest is Mary McCann, an Alexander teacher who teaches in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and also in some smaller towns outside of Philadelphia, which I'm going to ask Mary to pronounce because I don't know how to. What are those towns, Mary?
Well, one place is actually in Philadelphia. It's called Manayunk, and
okay.
It's a section of Philadelphia. It's in the northwest side, about 15 minutes from Southern City, Philadelphia. And I have a studio in Manayunk. And I also work in Montgomery County near Skipack.
Skipack.
I also have a location in Center City, Philadelphia, too.
Okay. Well, welcome to the show, Mary. And I should say that I've known Mary for many, many years. She and I both studied together with master teacher Marjorie Barstow, who lived most of her life in Lincoln, Nebraska, where I live. And so I guess we go back at least 20 years, maybe more. Mary, could you start by perhaps giving a short description or definition, if you like, of the Alexander Technique?
Oh, certainly. Thank you, Robert. The Alexander Technique is an educational process, and it teaches you to become more flexible in your body. It helps you to move more efficiently. It helps you to tune in to your natural coordination, and it allows you to conserve your energy. For example, if you have daily tasks like sitting at a computer or driving, talking on the telephone, carrying groceries, we tend to, a lot of times, work really hard and use up a lot of energy on these simple tasks. And so the Alexander work helps you to notice and identify any excess tension pattern or tension that you might be using in those tasks to free you up to have more energy to do all the things that you love in your life, whatever your passion might be, whether it might be performing or doing other activities like sports or more creative work at the computer. Whatever you love to do, the Alexander work helps you to free up your energy so you have more of it and you can be comfortable in your body and in yourself.
Mm-hmm. And so, Mary, could you say a little bit about your own background, specifically how you came to study the technique and then become a teacher of the technique?
Yes, it's very interesting. I heard about the Alexander technique when I was a student in college. And my acting teacher, Mark Hammer, who was an actor at Arena Stage, talked about the Alexander Technique, and he spoke about it in such an interesting way. He mentioned that he studied it 30 years ago, and he mentioned a series of directions, thoughts that we have, like thinking about freeing your neck and such, and he said that whenever he thought about the experience or called up the sensory images or the sense memory, that he was able to kind of recreate the good feelings from the Alexander lesson, even though it was 30 years ago. And then he talked about how he applied all those principles to his acting over the years, and he was a very talented acting teacher and professional actor at Arena Stage. So I was really impressed, and he also described an interesting thing. He talked about some of the Alexander technique table work, and he mentioned that the teacher would have him lie down on a table, a massage table, and that there was a unique way of freeing the body, and the way he described it is that one side of his body almost felt like it was part of the table. And I was just fascinated by the whole description, and I could tell, as Mark Hammer was talking about it, that he was able to get in touch with the actual experience, the experience of body awareness, and it was something profound that had touched his life. And so shortly after that, there was a brochure up on the bulletin board, and a teacher came over from London to Washington, D.C., where I was in college, and her name was Karen Wentworth. So I signed up for five lessons. I had, it was Monday through Friday. It was five lessons right in a row each day. And at the end of those 5 days, I knew that I had found something really incredible. I just felt better than I had in years. And I was really searching for something to help me because I was not succeeding in my acting. I had a lot of stage fright, enormous body tension. I couldn't learn dance moves. I wasn't able to emote on stage. I wasn't able to laugh or cry or express the feelings of the character the way that I wanted to. And after meeting Karen Wentworth, she was so inspirational, and her hands-on technique was so wonderful and so profound, and she was such a lovely person and so energetic that she really inspired me to pretty much change my whole life. And I went on, I studied with her quite a bit whenever she came to Washington, D.C., and then I also studied with some other teachers privately, Frank Sheldon and Ricky Alexander and Pete Trimmer. And I studied for 3 years, and then I wanted to continue the work, and I was very interested in becoming a teacher, mainly because I wanted to figure out how, I knew there was something very unique and very profound going on with the observation. The Alexander teacher seemed to be able to tell me what my physical problems were in movement, and they were very keen observers. And also something very unique with the hands-on aspect, and I was just dying to know how they did it.
Mm-hmm. So you eventually signed up for a teacher training course, is that right?
Yes, what happened is, well, my original impression was I was thinking of traveling to London to study with Walter Carrington, mm-hmm. Who was Karen Wentworth's teacher. And I called London and I tried to arrange it, but at that time they had a 4-year waiting list. So I was, you know, disappointed. But I did some other research here in the United States, and I visited a couple programs, and I was led, one of my teachers said, you know, why not go out to Nebraska? And I was like, Nebraska? But I did. I traveled out to Lincoln, Nebraska, and I met Marjorie Barstow, and she was remarkable. Remarkable teacher.
And we should say here, perhaps, that she was the first person to be qualified on Alexander's first training course back in 1933, I believe. So by the time you met her, I guess she'd probably been teaching the technique for close to 50 years. And
yes,
is considered by many people the finest teacher in the world. Certainly, that was always been my impression of her work. I just want to move on a little bit. So you did eventually go to another training course, is that right, in Philadelphia?
I did. When I was in Lincoln, I met my teacher, Bruce Furtman, and mm-hmm. so I moved to Philadelphia. And he helped me with my acting. I was very interested in freeing myself from stage fright. Mm-hmm. And I also wanted to learn everything I could about the Alexander technique. I was very, very curious about the whole study. Mm-hmm. Yes, so I moved to Philadelphia, and I studied at what was then called the Alexander School. Now it's called the Alexander Alliance. Mm-hmm. And I trained for 3 years. It was a Monday through Friday residential training program, and I also did some study on the weekends, and it was great. I really enjoyed it, the very high standards of training, and I learned a tremendous amount, and I found out a lot more about how to use my hands, but also how to observe myself in my mm-hmm. physical life, And then I began teaching in Philadelphia, and I started teaching part-time for many years. And then recently, for the past 4 years or so, I've been teaching full-time.
Mm-hmm. I think it would be good. I think at this point, some of our listeners may want to get some idea of what they might expect if they called you mm-hmm. and arranged a lesson. What, if you know, just a very brief description mm-hmm. or discussion of what someone might expect if they came for a lesson mm-hmm. with you.
Oh, sure. Well, usually I find out what their goals are, what they like to do in their lives, and why they're seeking out the technique. And I do specialize in working with performers, actors, professional actors, as well as student actors. And then I also help people in their professional lives if they have work presentations or public speaking to do at work, or if you know, they have stage fright in the workplace. I help them a lot with that, as well as other movement things. So when they come for a lesson, I'll invite them to the studio, and we usually talk a little bit. And then it's a combination of a movement and activity work, and then also some lying down work, lying down on a massage table. And I ask people to come, you know, comfortably dressed in loose-fitting clothing, and you stay fully clothed for the lesson, but I usually you remove your shoes. And it's usually a combination, and the student can also decide how much of the lesson they would like to devote to performance or activity work and how much table work they would like to do. But I usually try to fit in some of each, some of both in the lesson. And I've worked with people... I work with several lawyers in courtroom presentation, getting them to feel very comfortable. It's very challenging because they have to have a commanding presence in the courtroom, but they also have to recall a lot of intellectual information on the case. And so staying in your body and breathing well and conserving your energy is sometimes challenging. So I help them with that, and I've gotten some very good results and success stories with lawyers. And then, of course, I work with professional actors, musicians, and performers, helping them to prepare for their big auditions or if they have an important performance. And sometimes they find that it, you know, affects other aspects of their life other than performance, too.
Mm-hmm.
Just improve their general comfort in their body.
Now, it sounds like, to some extent, you specialize in performance in the broad sense of that term, helping mm-hmm. people. But how about someone who just has some discomfort or pain in their body, who's not a performer of any sort, lawyer, mm-hmm. actor, musician? Do people like that come to you mm-hmm. for lessons as well?
Oh, yes, lots of people. And I see other people, too, who are not performers. And we work together, and it's a very pleasant and comfortable process of basically learning how to rest, you know, kind of giving yourself permission to maybe stop and rest and learn how to, you know, get the most out of the rest periods that you do have during the day.
Mm-hmm.
And the results are wonderful. I mean, I'm continually learning something new, and my students are just keep growing and growing from that process. So, and they practice at home. I encourage them to practice some of the lying down work, the constructive rest work that we do. And I also encourage them to really observe themselves as they go throughout their day and be mindful of, you know, how much tension they may be using as they, you know, open the refrigerator door or open the car door.
Mm-hmm.
And they do report to me. They try it. They give it a try. And it does help them learn how to move differently in their lives.
Mm-hmm. So really anyone who's having some physical discomfort might consider taking a lesson or two to just find out whether your work can help them. Would that be a fair statement?
Oh, absolutely. It's a very effective program. It is an educational program.
Mm-hmm.
It's not really a cure or, I'm not I don't give treatments or therapy. I certainly will refer people to their doctor if they have pain or that sort of thing. But what I do is I just help them learn how to move more efficiently.
Mm-hmm.
And the goal is increased comfort, being able to expand your breath and notice when you're not breathing and observing yourself without judgment, which is really opens up the doors to, having a lot more fun in life and mm-hmm. and finding sometimes even new things that you might want to do that you enjoy.
Mm-hmm. And I guess the final question before we tell people how to get hold of you is, could you say a word or two about how you see the technique in relationship to other therapies or other forms of body work, things like chiropractic or physical therapy?
Mm-hmm.
How does it fit into that spectrum?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think there are a lot of wonderful opportunities right now to be exploring kind of the mind-body awareness field. And Alexander Technique is one of many paths that you can take to expand your potential as a human being. I've found in my personal life, I think it's probably one of the most effective self-help disciplines that I've encountered, and that's why it's kind of my life's work. It's something that I love doing, that I'm very, very eager to share with others because of the results. I think what sets the Alexander Technique apart from the other modalities is the fact that you can actually use your thinking to direct a change. You can use your mind, and that it really helps you to work less, that you're using less effort and you're using your human brain and your human body more efficiently. And that is useful, and you can also practice it anywhere. You can do it while you're just sitting and thinking about a problem that you have. You can use this work. I used it today when I was getting ready for this interview to kind of manage my nerves. You can use it whether you're driving, while you're at the computer, if you're a violinist, when you're in the middle of playing a piece. So you don't have to stop what you're doing and perform an exercise. You can just kind of move through your daily life. And it's very effective. And I've given presentations and workshops at Harvard University and Bryn Mawr College and also local theater programs. And I've also done work with corporations, just helping people with their stress management and their public speaking skills, and also just with learning how to rest more efficiently throughout their day so they can get more done.
Mm-hmm. So if someone wants to find out more about your teaching or arrange a lesson with you, mm-hmm. how would they get hold of you?
Oh, sure. In the United States, if you're in the U.S., you could just give me a call. And my telephone number is area code 215-520-0832. And if you'd like to contact me through the website, and that could also be internationally or in the U.S., you can reach me at the website is alexandertechnique.com/ and then the word Philadelphia spelled out.
Okay.
So alexandertechnique.com/Philadelphia.
So let me just repeat. The phone number is area code 610.
Oh, actually, sorry.
No, not 610?
No, that's not the one to call me. It's a 215.
I'm sorry. I was thinking of another number. Okay, so
that's
area
right.
code 215-520-0832. Mm-hmm. And your website, alexandertechnique.com/Philadelphia. And on that website is your email address also, so that people could contact you by email. And I believe your phone number is on the website as well.
Yes.
So I think that covers it. Thank you so much for joining us today. This is Robert. I've been speaking with Mary McCann, a teacher in the Philadelphia area. This is Robert Rickover with AlexanderAudio.com.